is like this. And this is going to answer a lot of other questions as well. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll just tell you one other kasha that they asked, that Chazal already asked, on Leah. Chazal asked the same question that I just asked you about Esther Amalka. Chazal asked about Leah. Because if you look, when Yaakov Avinu comes to Lavan, talks about Rachel, and it talks about Leah. It says that Rachel was pretty. She was Yifei Toya. And what does it say about Leah? You remember Naam? Exactly. Very good. The Einei Leah Rakois. Isn't that what it says? The Einei Leah Rakois. For Rachel, I say Yifas Toya. Leah had Epis heavy eyes. She didn't have her eyes weren't, you know, sparkling eyes. So the Gemara of Bava Basra has a kasha. The kasha I asked you in Esther Amalka. The Torah doesn't even talk negatively about a behemoth. The Torah is going to tell you, well, Leah wasn't pretty. She had nice eyes. Fascinating Chazal. Chazal say that Leah Be'etzem was very pretty. And Leah Be'etzem, her eyes would have been glowing. She would have had glowing eyes. But Leah heard what people on the streets were saying. People on the streets were saying that Lavan had two daughters, and his sister and his sister Rivka had two sons. And people on the street said, the older son is for the older daughter, and the younger son is for the younger daughter. So she knew that she is supposed to marry Esau. That didn't make her a very happy camper. And that's why she had these eyes. She was always crying. She didn't want to marry Esau. That's why she looked the way she looked. That's why she looked bad. So, what do you see from the Gemara? You see a fascinating thing from this Gemara. So how did the Gemara answer the question? The question was, why would the Torah say something that doesn't look nice about Leah? The answer is, if the reason why she didn't look nice is because she didn't want to be connected to a Rasha, that's nice. That's not negative. That's positive. That's why when the Torah said about Leah, Ve'enei Leah Rakos, when the Torah said about Leah that her eyes were heavy, right? Or wet or teary, whatever the Torah is trying to bring out, the Torah is not saying something negative. Because that was because of a positive thing. Now let's go to Megillas Esther. All the kashas will be answered. All the kashas. Klal Yisrael have two kinds of enemies. Throughout all ages, we have two kinds of enemies. We have one enemy that we very easily could identify. The Nazis, Yimach Shemom. They want to gas you to death. You recognize them. You know who they are. Right? It's not very confusing. If you see a Nazi, you knew. This is a Nazi. Yimach Shemom v'zichron. Right? ISIS. Hamas. Hezbollah. The Kohenu v'Kohenu Rabbis, Iran. These you know these people, they're your enemies. Not a shayla. The guy's walking around with a knife and he's saying, Allah Akbar, you know what you're dealing with. Right? You don't give him Shalom Aleichem. You know he's your enemy. That's one type of enemy. Then there's another type of enemy. The other type of enemy is an enemy that tries to be makar of you. Come on, let's be like one. They try to integrate. They try to get Klal Yisrael to assimilate. They're also our enemies. But they try to destroy us in a different way. Those kind of enemies, you get confused. They don't really look like enemies. They don't smell like enemies. That's a whole different story. There, those kind of enemies could be more dangerous. One of my most favorite Satmar Rebbe Welter from the Rebbe Rebbe Yoel, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, is in the Haggadah. It's a great vote. I tell to my kids every year Pesach. It's a great vote. He says, we say in Haggadah, V'hi sha'omdo la v'seinu v'lonu, שלא יכול בלבוד עומד עלינו לחליסנו, right? אלו שבכל טוב הדור, האם זה מלאנו לחליסנו, והקדוש ברוך הוא מצלנו מיד. So everybody asks, what's the vehi? It says, and that is, what is that? It doesn't say what it is. It just says, vehi sham the love, and that's what stood for us. What's that? What's the that? It's all different pshat. Sam Rebbe says a gewaldig word. He says like this. He says, we think the fact that we have so many enemies that want to destroy us, that's a chsar. That's something bad. It'd be much better if we didn't have enemies. If the whole world around us were our friends, it would be much better. Zok the Satma Rebbe. V'hi sha'am da la v'seinu v'lona. You want to know how we survived all these ages? And we remained yidden? Because b'chol dor v'dor oimdim aleinu l'chal yisein. Because every generation we have enemies, it makes us realize not to become part of the Gentiles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodam. Hashem saves us from these enemies. But the fact that we have enemies is good. Sabbat Rebbe said, imagine if we had no enemies. We would have forgotten our religion a long time ago. We would have a little nation, we would have gotten mixed into the Goyim Chas V'Shalom. We would have gotten lost. So the Vehi, Sha'om de la Viseinu Alonu, was this alone, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, Him de Malayim L'Chal Yiseinu. That's how we survive. That's how we survive. Now, Achashverosh starts off the Megillah. He's our good buddy. He invites us to a party. Kosher party, glatt kosher. Chassidish ha-shchita. Kosher wine, kosher bartenders. Everything's gewaldic. But Achashverosh is trying to integrate the Jewish people into Malachei Modai Uforos. He's trying to make us into Goy. That's the same enemy. The same enemy we understood later when he said, La'ashmid la'aroi gula'abed. When Haman came to destroy the Jewish people. And Achashverosh agreed. Then we knew Achashverosh is an enemy. So Chazal say, don't make a mistake. It's the same enemy. Who Achashverosh? Who Achashverosh? It's the same enemy. Sometimes the enemy comes with a gun. Sometimes he comes Shalom Aleichem. The same enemy. The same enemy that's trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. And that's the reason why when Achashverosh invited them to the party, what did he do? The Olam remembers. V'chelim mikelim shoinim. Achashverosh put on the big day kahuna, you know that? He used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Chur karpas uschelis. Why? He wanted the Jews to forget about the Beis HaMikdash. This is home. You're never going home. Forget about Eretz Yisrael. Forget about Beis HaMikdash. This is it. He was celebrating the Churban. That's what he was doing. He made a whole cheshbon. He made a mistake. But he thought 70 years passed already. And the Jewish people didn't get redeemed. Achashverosh said, great, let's celebrate. The Jews are never going to make it back there to Israel. Let me make them part of my kingdom. He put on the Kohen Gadol clothing. Said, okay, this is it, Jews. You're never going back. That's the same enemy. The same enemy. So it comes out that the whole mice of Purim happened by Achashverosh making a party, trying to make us comfortable in his kingdom, celebrating the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's really what he was doing. And that's why Mordechai went screaming, you're not allowed to go to the party. It's not Stama party. It's a party that's celebrating the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, a lot of women would have wanted to marry Achashverosh, become the most powerful woman in the world. Achashverosh was the most powerful man in the world. He ruled over 127 countries. He's the most powerful man in the world. A lot of women wanted to become rebbets in Achashverosh. As crazy of a guy as he was, a lot of people wanted to do that. To become Rebbetz and Achashverosh. Why not? You know how many times you hear today a guy, a 90-year-old billionaire, He marries a 40, 50-year-old woman. What's the woman say? The guilt! Of course, they don't tell that to the guy. No, I always wanted to marry an older man. Yeah, right. 40-year-old lady wants to marry a 90-year-old man. Come on. Let's smell the coffee. They're marrying the money. Hayisha Nicholas Bekesef. Money. Achashverosh, as ruthless of a man as he was, most women in the world wanted to marry him to be the most powerful woman in the world. You have whatever you want. Okay, so you have a guy, he's still crazy. Okay, you work with it. The money, you'll work it over. But the thing is, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael was only able to come through a woman that Dafka despises being close to a guy. Since the reason why the Tzara happened is because we were embracing the Goyim. The Yeshua, we were only able to get saved by a woman who despises it. That's why it had to be Esther Amalka. I asked you, Akasha, why couldn't we get a girl there who wanted to go? That's not going to work. That's the whole problem. We're only going to get saved by a woman who doesn't want to go there. How much did Esther not want to go to? Here's the punchline, Rabbi Yisrael. How much did Esther Amalka not want to go to Achashverosh? Hanari Yafei Tar. Esther Amalka was naturally very pretty. But as soon as she was told to go into Achashverosh, she turned green. Just like Leah turned ugly. Because she didn't want to have anything to do with Esau. If you look at people, I was just talking to Abacha this morning. You can make yourself look ugly. Walk around with a sour, crazy face, right? So Esther, so she made herself look bad. She didn't want any part of Achashverosh. Right? She made herself look bad. And that's why the Torah tells us that she was green. Because that's the biggest praise. That's the praise of Esther Hamalka. That she didn't want any part of Achashverosh. And the whole Yeshua of Klal Yisrael came through a woman that turned green not to get connected to Achashverosh. That's Gufa. And that's why the Torah says she was green. Because that's not only it's not an insult. Not only is it the biggest compliment to Esther Amalka, but it's actually the way she was able to save us. Because she rejected Achashverosh and everything that he stood for. And that's the reason why the Yeshua came through her. Okay, I'll stop here.